prayer. Nightly prayer is going on every night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. So we have prayer scheduled every night at 9 o'clock p.m. That number is 641-715-3670. 641-715-3670 for nightly prayer. Get on the prayer line and pray with the rest of the saints every night. Nightly prayer, 641-715-3670. And the access code is 409-367. 409-367. Next thing, we've been telling you about this book here, The Organic Gospel. The Organic Gospel, available right now. It's a good book. Gives you detailed information on how to actually access the gospel. Let the gospel get into you, work on you, and grow you into the full stature of Christ. The Organic Gospel, written by myself and Maisha Hunter. This book is available at www.theorganicgospel.net. www.theorganicgospel.net. Click on that webpage and you can order The Organic Gospel there. www.theorganicgospel.net. It's a good book and it will help you. Next thing, Dunamis Tabernacle. Right now we have $102,000 in the building fund. We cleared the $100,000 mark last week and now we're up to $102,000. Pushing toward $1 million. We've got a tenth of it raised. And we have enough people to raise $1 million like tonight if everybody just got on board. But we're waiting on people to come along who can see the big picture, see the vision, and are prepared to run with it. So right now we're at $102,000. Our goal is $1 million. We've got thousands of people listening to these messages. And we're just waiting for those that will sail out to God. And let's get this over with. A base camp designed to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. Not the old paradigm of church and sitting around and listening to sermons and preaching all day. This is designed to equip an army to actually engage Satan and take him on to win. The Dunamis Tabernacle, a vision brought forth, I believe, and inspired by God to actually do something about problems and stop talking about them. We've talked ourselves to death. Now it's time for action, and we need those that will support this mission. Dunamis Tabernacle, support it at www.omegaministries.org. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Support, then donate. Dunamis Tabernacle. This time last year, we were at $36,000. And now we're at $102,000. So you can see how effective it can be. We've almost raised $70,000 in the last 11 months. If everybody was on board, and this is just a few people, this is about 60 committed people who raised that much money. If we had the 6,000 people available on the Facebook site to actually do this, imagine what we could really do. If 60 or 70 people can raise $70,000 in 11 months, then 6,000 people can raise $10 million in 11 months. Man, it's time for another kind of church person. Not defiled by prosperity doctrine. Not defiled by name it and claim it. Not defiled by all the word of faith foolishness. Not religious. Not looking to be somebody and look like something. But looking to engage in a metaphysical war to defeat Satan and set captives free. It requires a new breed of Christian. Join us. Dunamis Tabernacle. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. If we had, I'd say, 2,000 faithful people from around the world, this would be a done deal. Because we're not planning on returning and coming back for anything. We're here to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. They that believe the gospel message, they'll be saved, They'll be baptized in water. They'll be believers. The Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Our job is not to save, nor is it to damn. Our job is to proclaim the truth. The personal response to the truth is not our responsibility. We're here to proclaim it and put it out there. And whatever the response is that comes toward the truth of God, put out in front of people on a silver platter, that's just what it is. Help us. Get involved. Stop sitting there and looking and listening. Do something. Some of you, for the first time in your life, do something about something. Get involved. Dunamis Tabernacle. This is not your grandmother's church. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. $102,000 in the building fund. We're just circling the wagons in right here waiting until we find what God has for us, and then he'll lead us to initiate the final conflict. Don't be left out of this one. It's not going to be a second time around. Dunamis Tabernacle, support it. Last thing, the conference, June 1st through June 4th, down in Palm Coast, Florida. Just 28 miles north of Daytona Beach, Florida. The Hammock Beach Resort. The Soldiers of Light Beach Edition Conference. Coming at you like a freight train now, 3 weeks away. It was September, October, when we began to plan this and tell you about it. Now we have it up on us now. Here we are, 6-7 months later. The thing has come upon us, and some people are still just around trying to figure out what to do. Make up your mind, get involved. The hotel told us today that they're going to extend the room rate to allow people to register. So our discounted room rate continues on right now. Rooms are still available, and you can get in right now at the discounted rate. Don't procrastinate. Come on down to the conference. About 90 people are registered so far. And we're looking to actually do expository teaching on the end times, the rise of the Antichrist to power, and what is it that we're really facing right now that's standing against us. So it's time to get a revelation of what God is doing and get prepared for what he's going to do next. I'll say that again. You need a revelation of what God is doing in order to be prepared for what he's going to do next. Don't sit on the sidelines this time. You better get in it and get in it to win it. Soldiers of Light Conference, Hammock Beach Resort, June 1st through June 4th, Palm Coast, Florida. You can fly into Orlando, Daytona Beach, or Jacksonville. Every one of those cities are within driving distance of the location. Daytona Beach is about 28 miles to the south. Orlando is an hour to the west. And Jacksonville is an hour to the north. So any one of those airports is feasible to fly into or just drive in if you're in Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee. It's a nice drive down to the east coast of Florida to the Hammock Beach Resort for the Soldiers of Light Beach Edition Conference. Registration open on our website, www.omegaministries.org. The first page you see will have a registration link at the bottom right-hand corner there, advertising the Soldiers of Light Conference. Click on that registration link. Read all the instructions that will walk you through the registration process. And you then call the hotel to make your room reservation by paying for 1 day in advance that will reserve your room. $170 is the registration fee that covers all your food for the entire conference. You don't have to buy any food. That's why we're going down there for 4 days, and $170 is covering all your food. So you're left with no food expense. This is the logic of it all. Some people get on the internet talking about we're charging for a conference. You can't go anywhere and eat for 4 days for $170. But because we have the collective power of a group doing this. We get discounts and rates that allow us to buy food to stock the hospitality suite. The hospitality suite will have all of your snacks and food to eat while the conference is not going on. But then we're getting fed by the hotel at every gathering. So this thing is going to be good. Should have a good time. 3 weeks away. Stop procrastinating. Make the phone call down to the hotel and reserve your hotel room. Go to www.omegaministries.org and sign up and register for the conference. And get down to Hammock Beach Resort, Palm Coast, Florida. You can do a Google search and look at the amenities down there. It's beautiful. For the Soldiers of Light Beach Edition Conference. Don't miss it. I'll see you down in Florida in 3 weeks. All right. Also remember, starting May 15th through May 25th, we're going on an 11-day fast, May 15th through May 25th, prayer and fasting, praying against the powers of darkness, witchcraft, divination, and supernatural powers that are now venting and are actually projected against us. Fasting and prayer. This kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting, Jesus said. May 15th through May 25th. I believe that's a Monday through a Thursday. Monday through Thursday. We're going to go on an 11-day fast in preparation for the conference. The 25th is actually a week out from the conference. So that Thursday, the 25th, is a week out from conference time, which is June 1st. If you feel so disposed, you can fast right up to conference time, which will put you right into May 31st. But be reminded that Memorial Day is on that Monday. Memorial Day is that Monday, which is May 29th. So we scheduled the fast just short of the holiday time in case you have family members and friends coming in. But 11 days, we usually go, you know, right after or right before the conference, right up to the conference time. But 11 days, May 15th through the 25th, we're going in heavy. We're going devil hunting. We're cursing the devil to his face. We're coming against him with everything we've got. It's time to ramp this thing up and get in this thing to win it. We can't keep getting pushed around like this. It's time to make a stand. May 15th through May 25th. May 15th through May 25th. Fasting, prayer, juice and water. Some of you are diabetic and you have other ailments that prevent you from doing juice and water. Just fast as the Lord leads you, but stay in prayer. Sanctify yourself a fast. It's time to go to war. It's time to strap up your boots and get in this thing once and for all. All right, that's it for the announcements tonight. We're going to get into the word tonight as we're talking about the Gadarene generation. The Gadarene generation. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. God, take these words and make them alive to the ears of the hearers. God, bring your word to bear on the human heart and strengthen us through your word. Your word is all we have, God, to depend on. We need the word of God to sustain us in trying times. God, fabricate our release. I mean, bring freedom to our hearts, souls, our minds, our physical bodies. God, liberate us from sin, sickness, and disease. Finance your operation. God, from the east, west, north, and south, bring in this money needed to launch a decisive invasion against the devil, to drive him back from the souls of men, commanding him to set these people free. Just like Moses told Pharaoh, let my people go. God, command the devil to let these souls go. Finance this rescue excursion into the devil's forbidden territory to set captives free. Give us the power of the Holy Ghost and a heavy anointing coming out of a deep consecration. Let the gifts of the Spirit come alive in us to do a miraculous work to liberate the masses. Do it, God. Do it for your glory. Do it for your honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. We're dealing with the Gadarene generation. The Gadarene generation. What are we talking about here? We're coming out of Mark chapter 5, which talks about the story that Jesus interacted in when he confronted the Gadarene demoniac. The Gadarene demoniac was a demon-possessed madman that Jesus engaged in order to liberate him from the demons that were binding him. This man had a legion of demons binding him, and the Son of God engaged those demons to destroy them and drive them out of the man so the man could be normal again. Let's take a look at the Gadarene demoniac in Mark chapter 5, and then we'll bridge the story across to what we have in front of us right now. And believe me, folks, this thing is real. It's getting more real every day. This is nothing to play with, and it's time for a new breed of Christian to come to the forefront, because this thing is getting to a place where, hey, we've got to have boots on the ground to engage the devil, because these folks are going to go insane and be damned unless somebody intervenes. Let's take a look at the Gadarene demoniac, Mark chapter 5. We'll just be reading out of Mark chapter 5 tonight, straight through. We'll look at the story about the Gadarene demoniac and another miraculous thing that Jesus did as we look at the Gadarene generation. The Gadarene generation, a demon-possessed generation. Mark chapter 5, verse 1, and they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Let that sink in. The man had an unclean spirit. He was in the tombs, the place of death, with an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit is a spirit that intrudes upon the human persona and makes the person act, interact, and environmentally change to an unclean person. An unclean spirit will make you live in an unclean world. Your room will be unclean. Your car will be unclean on the inside. Everything about you is nasty. You're just nasty. You become nasty and grungy, and there's a cloud that follows you around of filth and nastiness. It's an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit environmentally changes the arena around you and makes your environment unclean. You can go into some people's homes and they're just nasty. It's just a nasty place. It's like a rat nest. It's just, you know, hoarders and people like that. Just junk everywhere, walls marked up, doors marked up, nasty, stinking filth everywhere. Why? That home has become the abode of an unclean spirit. The unclean spirit living in the human makes the environment the human lives in unclean also. So you can see now this man had an unclean, nasty, filthy, perverted, defiled spirit. This is what has got some of you people listening to me right now by way of live stream. This is what's got you masturbating. This is what's got you engaged in oral sex and all kinds of perversion and filth. It's an unclean spirit. One of the works of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5 is uncleanness. See, when you have an uncleanness in your life, it invites and invokes an unclean spirit to come and join you and live through you to empower your unclean appetite. Nobody in their right mind would have a natural appetite to engage in sexual perversion like oral sex and anal sex and things of that nature. But a demonic element has intruded upon their minds and their souls, giving them a desire and an appetite to engage in unclean activity. What has happened? An unclean spirit has come into you. An unclean, defiling influence has taken you over, and this thing is driving you, is compelling you, is instigating in you all kinds of unclean activity that you normally wouldn't be engaged in. This is why you can't stop thinking unclean thoughts. You have unclean appetites. You live an unclean life. It's an unclean demon spirit that's got a hold of you. Young people, old people, every kind of person you can name, engaging in oral anal sex. I mean, what kind of perversion is this? What kind of a warped mind is this? Where you would actually engage in sexual things that would be germane to a dog doing it. Nothing sniffs around another species' sexual organ but a dog. And that's what happens with an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit becomes a canine spirit in a human. And you take on canine appetites and begin to live a dog's life. See, don't get mad at me. Get to God and ask God to restore you to sanity. You've been driven out of your mind with these appetites. These are insane spirits. The unclean spirits will drive you insane through their unclean appetites taking a hold of your soul. Wake up. Stop getting mad because the anger you feel toward me is that demon that does not like exposure, but we don't care about the demons and what they think. We've come to set the human being free from the damage done to their souls by the unclean spirit. So this man was in the tomb. He came out and he was filled with an unclean spirit. And it says he had had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. He was a wild man. He was a wild man with supernatural strength. I mean, you can see the videos on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. People beat people to death. I saw two girls today, two little young teenage girls, beat another teenage girl within an inch of her life. There was an instance where some girls jumped on a girl 16 years old in a bathroom in high school and beat the girl to death. These are wild maniac spirits. These are wild, animalistic, untamed, unfettered, unchained, crazy, murdering spirits. Now, the devil will kill you. The Bible says the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. This generation has been filled with murderous spirits. So these things are hunting people down and trying to kill with no conscience. So look, this is not for the faint of heart. What we're about to engage in the church is not for cowards and people who are dramatically affected by things that are brutal and volatile. This is going to be a brutal, volatile warfare. These are unclean, insane demon spirits cohabitating with the human race. They have no conscience. They will kill you. They will kill you unless you have power over them. This is not for religious people. This is not for church people. This is not for people singing hymns and hanging around in church looking silly. You've got to be armor clad to fight this warfare according to Ephesians chapter 6. You've got to have on armor. You've got to carry weapons according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. These are armaments. These are spiritual weapons for spiritual warriors. This thing is not for the faint of heart. It's not for tenderonies. It's not for people who are second guessing themselves and don't know what they're doing. Man, you've got to fully commit to this. You've got to join the army and be prepared to fight. You've got to become armed and extremely dangerous in this. These are demons, unclean, world rulers, the Bible calls them. Principalities, powers, world rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan himself is armed and extremely dangerous. It's like an FBI poster on your local post office. Armed and extremely dangerous. And he's wanted, dead or alive. You see, the devil is down here orchestrating all this stuff behind the scenes. And he's sitting up in church giving a free pass to bring down havoc on people because the church people have no power. It's time to seek after power. The Bible says you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you in order to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. You expand your borders from Judea, Samaria, into the whole world. You see, you got to get this thing down in you. You've got to become an armed warrior engaging in a metaphysical warfare against the demons that are inside of these folk that make up the Gadarene generation. Remember, this demonic man, this demon-possessed man was in Gadara. He was called the Gadarene demoniac. He lived in a city called Gadara. Look at this. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Another mark of the Gadarene generation, the demon-possessed people with unclean spirits, they mutilate themselves. They mutilate themselves. They pierce themselves all over. They tattoo themselves all over. Body modification, body alterations, cuttings, markings, sorority members and fraternity members branding themselves. Body mutilation is a sign that demonic infiltration has taken place in your soul. Cannibalism is a form of insanity that people engage in because they're looking for the life force that comes from another person. You see, cannibalism is actually designed for you to eat a person to get the life force from them to make you stronger in witchcraft. The Bible talks about in Leviticus, don't mark yourself for the dead, because the tribal markings for the dead was to get the soul essence and the life force in you from the person that died. This is where tattooing came from. You see, demons are orchestrating all of this stuff. And here you are as a woman walking around with a sleeve, your legs tattooed from the thigh to the ankle, not knowing you were dedicating yourself to the devil, and an unclean spirit came into you. When you've got these markings over you, they're tribal markings identifying you as one of the people that belong to a principality, a power, a world ruler, or Satan himself. A lot of women put these stamps in the base of their backs, right above their buttocks. These are markings for whores. You have marked yourself as a harlot dedicated to Satan for his service. Ignorance is no excuse for the law. You don't know what you're doing, but you're led by the world to actually dedicate yourself to Satan, and you did it ignorantly. Now you've got to throw yourself on God's altar. Throw yourself on the mercy seat. Beg God to get the demons out of you, because no matter what you believe about it, they're in you. I don't care how much you argue and disagree with me, they're in you. No matter how much you want to debate, buddy, they're in you. And you've got to war to take your soul back. Jesus said, in your patience, possess ye your soul. You've got to war. You've got to fight to get your soul back under the auspices of yourself and then dedicate it to the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, in your patience, you take possession of your soul. The Bible says we are not those that draw back unto damnation and perdition, destruction, but we believe unto the saving of the soul. This is a soul salvation. The demons, the unclean spirits, are soul dwellers. So you have to take your soul back from them because you dedicated your soul to them. You sat and watched the pornography. You engaged in fornication. You smoked the dope that let them in as you went into an altered state of consciousness. You have to take back what you gave to the devil. Your soul was given to the devil by you, so you have to exercise your will to take your soul back. Look at yourself in the mirror. Who in their right minds would write all over themselves like this? Get out of the shower one day and look at all these tattoos. It was something driving you to write all over yourself. This is not normal. You see beautiful girls that have actually mutilated their countenances by writing all over themselves. is demonic. I will say it again until you hear me. The tribal markings of tattooing, they're demonic. And they invite demons in that have to be expelled through prayer and fasting and deliverance. Don't kid yourself. The apathy, the melancholy moods, the depression, the hopelessness is coming from the demons that are embedded in your soul. And you've got to initiate a war to set your soul free. Mutilation, another sign. He was in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, here's your way of escape. He ran and worshiped him. Worshiping Jesus. Care how much the devil's abiding you, throw yourself down on the floor and worship the Lord, begging him to set you free. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I... I skipped a passage there. He threw himself down and worshipped him. Oh, okay. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that you torment me not. Now, this is not the man speaking. The man threw himself down to worship Jesus, and then the unclean spirit spoke through the man. For Jesus had said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. So you see, verse 7 is actually the response of the demon when Jesus had said to the demon in verse 8 to come out of the man. So you see that these two scriptures are juxtaposed. Verse 8 came first because Jesus said to the demon when the man threw himself down and worshiped Jesus, Jesus said to the demon in the man, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. In response to Jesus telling the demon that, the demon cried out in verse 8 and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee, I beg you by God that you torment me not. So he's begging Jesus, don't torment me. Because he had said, come out of the man. And he asked him, Jesus speaking, what is thy name? And he answered, this is a dialogue going on now between Jesus and the unclean spirit using the man's mouth. If you've been engaged in deliverances, you've seen this happen. I've seen it several times. The demons have talked to me several times. They'll try to defend themselves. They'll try to distract you. They'll try to curse you. They'll try to accuse you. Anything but leave. But Jesus initiated this conversation by saying, what is your name? And he answered, this is the demon speaking back to him, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. So the demon's name was Legion. He was the strong man or commander over an army of demons embedded in the man. And that's what made the man crazy. The more demons that come into you, the crazier you get. You can watch a person in real time lose their minds by allowing hordes of demons into themselves. And finally, you'll end up reprobate and unsavable if you persist in sin. So the more demons you let in, the crazier you get. So Legion is speaking as a commander over a stronghold and a nest of demons. Now, a legion in the Roman army was upwards of 2,000 foot soldiers. So there's no telling how many demons are in this man. No one knows the depths of the human soul. How many spirits can the human soul hold? God sends one spirit to inhabit our souls, the Holy Spirit. But the devil sends entourages of demons. You could have a nest of demons that could number in the thousands in you, depending on what you did in your life in sin. Like I said, if something had the ability to drive you to mark all over yourself, and injects ink into your skin, that's a pretty strong hold, buddy. That's a strong demon. that can get a woman especially to write all over herself. A woman by nature wants to be pristine, beautiful. She wants to be alluring and desirable and pretty. She wants to be modest and virtuous and just a neat person. It takes a lot to get a woman to inject ink all into her body and her skin and write all over herself. It's demonic. It's demonic. Face off with it. Don't be offended by it if you have tattoos. Turn to God and say, God, this tattoo stuff is on me, but I repent of getting these tattoos. And I'm asking you through your mercy and grace to expel the demons that came in from the tattoos and prepare yourself for a fight. You might start experiencing nighttime visitations. The demons might begin to manifest in your house. You might hear folks walking through your house at night. You might see things in your room standing over your bed at night. You might walk in rooms and there'll be people in there and faces in the room and men walking around in your house. These are demonic manifestations to try to make you afraid. But you've got to make up your mind. I want to be free, and whatever I got to overcome to be free, I will pay the appropriate price. I bound myself to the devil and bless God through the shed blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost. He's going to turn me loose. You've got to be adamant. You've got to be determined, and you've got to stay focused. So you see here, this thing is going back and forth with Jesus. The demon is dialoguing with Jesus. We are legion. My name is Legion, for we are many. Look how it used the personal pronouns. My name is Legion, for we are. My name is, for we are. My name is, that's singular, for we are, plural. We are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. So the demon is begging Jesus, let us stay in Gadara. We like this territory. We want to stay in the arena. Demons, here's another revelation now. Demons are territorial. Demons are territorial. They live in certain places. Just like you like to live in certain places, demons become territorial. They don't want to leave Gadara. So you see now, there are different atmospheres you can enter into based on what demons live there. You can go to certain cities, like Chicago has a spirit of death that lives there. It rules over Chicago. A spirit of perversion lives in New Orleans. So you got to know, sodomy reigns in Atlanta. You have to know this, because territories are governed by different spirits. Demon spirits are territorial. So when you put yourself in forbidden places, when you go into environments where the demons have territorial rights, you can open yourself up to unclean spirits engaging in sinful activity under their territories. You go to the Caribbean, to the festivals down there, the carnivals. You go into territories governed by certain demons, and you can put yourself under the auspices of these demons ignorantly, not knowing that you've invaded their territory and their space, and you gave them a legal right as you participated in sin in their territory. Certain people come from different territories and transport demons. Demons will also migrate in people. So if a girl is born in, let's say, Haiti or Jamaica and practices Santeria or voodoo, she migrates to New York. She migrates to Miami. She migrates to New Orleans. She migrates to Atlanta. But the demon living in her came with her to New York, to Atlanta, to Miami. And you fooled around and had sex with this pretty young thing from Jamaica or Haiti, not knowing that she was demon infested. And guess what happened? You went through the amazing transference of spirits, and that same unclean, crazy voodoo spirit in her transferred to you. See, folks, ignorance will kill you. Ignorance will kill you. You get with all these different people having sex, thinking you're a player or you're a diva or on top of your game. And what you're doing is you're becoming an infested house full of cockroaches, full of rats, full of pit vipers. The demons are infesting you. They'll begin to change your appetites, your desires. Begin to change how you think, your self-perception. Begin to alter what you feel. Begin to give you what they feel is your feelings. They'll begin to alter everything about you as they begin to merge with you soulishly. I call it in one message a mental merging, where they begin to merge with your mind and transfer their appetites to you, and things that you never would have done in your right mind, you're now doing because you have a demon-possessed mind. You can play with this if you want to. You can laugh all you want to about it, good buddy. When you're dealing with the spirit world, you better know they know their legal rights and they take advantage of them. Look at this. They beg him, don't send us out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains in a great herd of swine feeding. A herd of pigs were feeding. And all the devils, now look at this, all the devils begged Jesus, saying, send us into the swine, into the pigs, that we may enter into them. Another revelation, demons can get into animals. They begged to be released into the pigs, dogs, cats, rats, pigs, horses. Demons can get into animals. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. I told you a legion is about 2,000 foot soldiers. So the demons flushed out of the man's soul. They flooded into the pigs, drove the pigs insane, and the pigs stampeded and ran into the sea and drowned themselves. Think about that now. What a human being, what a man could hold, 2,000 pigs were driven mad by the thing in one man's soul. The demons that housed themselves in one man flushed into 2,000 pigs, drove the pigs crazy to the extent they ran down a hill and drowned themselves to death. Folks, here in Omega Ministries, we don't play. This is not for the faint of heart. That's why I keep telling you this is not your grandmama's church. This ain't T.D. Jakes. This ain't Joel Osteen and play. If you're not prepared for what we're talking about, turn that computer off. I bid you a farewell and a good and happy life, because this is not for you. This is not for play folk. This is not for folk that's not really saved. This is not for little nominal surface Christians. You better get some thick skin in this one, buddy, because we're wading into a full-scale war with these things. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. This is not for those that are playing church. The devil's playing for keeps, and guess what? God is playing for keeps. We're about to engage the Gadarene generation. Look at this. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And then the people were afraid. Now look at this now. Look at this microscopically. They see the man that was crazy, demon possessed, sitting down calmly with his clothes back on, in his right mind, normal, And then the people get afraid.